Today's daf Masechet Pesachim, daf Tzadik Beis. Today's second half of the daf, we Baruch Hashem begin the ninth parak and the final one in the series of prakim dealing with the halachos of Korban Pesach, the special Pesach sacrifice we've been discussing for the last many weeks. The next few dafim deal with directly with the halachos of Pesach Sheni, second Pesach, which occurred on the 14th of Nisan, 1 month after the first Pesach, and the parameters surrounding who is eligible to be pushed off until Pesach Sheni, including those who are Tameh, those who are impure, have a status of impurity, or Bederech Rechoka, were too much of a distance away to be able to make it in time for Pesach, as we will see in tomorrow's daf. Also, those who missed the first chance, B'shogeg, it was something unintentional or something that was completely out of their control, these will all be cases where they will be pushed off to the second Pesach. We should really be taking a step back after already discussing Pesach Sheni over recent dapim, and what is the idea behind Pesach Sheni? Why does the Torah have a catch net for Korban Pesach? It's a unique halacha that we don't find really in any other place. Pesach Sheni is counted in the Sefer Chinuch mitzvah number 380, Shin Pei, where he gives a fundamental, Sefer Chinuch gives a fundamental idea behind this mitzvah. Korban Pesach, he says, is a siman for the whole world of Briyas HaOlam, connecting it, of course, to the mitzvah of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which he writes about in a number of places in Sefer Chinuch. And since Yetzias Mitzrayim brought Hashem's miracles into focus, brought Hashem's miracles into the world, where Kadosh Baruch Hu was literally changing nature, and these events had a tremendous impact on all the people of the world. They came to believe through the experience of what Hashem did in the world in Yetzias Mitzrayim, people of the world came to believe in the Hashkacha. They came to believe in Hashem's involvement in the world. And also that Hashem created the world from something, from nothing. Ex nihilo. There was an incredible sense of belief in the power of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the power of the creator of the world. Comparing the supernatural Bias Olam, because what they saw, Kriyas Yamsuf, gave them the ability, the splitting of the sea, that impossible changing of nature gave them the ability to appreciate the impossible that Hashem had done in the creation of the world. And because it's so fundamental, therefore, it's so fundamental, the belief, the amunah that came out of Yetzias Mitzrayim, v'yishi yisod gedgadol v'das. Therefore, says the Chinuch, for example, he says, Giachiv, the Gemara discusses it, gam kein ala ger shenisgar, a person converts to Judaism in between the first Pesach and the second, they have to bring it. And of course, this includes, in our Mishnah, that list of people, the Derech Rechoka, the Tameh, we need to give everyone a second chance. And it's a basic right of being a Jew, is to be able to give this, to be able to have this opportunity. So there's something more here. It's two parshas in the Torah. We see a group of people looking for a halachic solution, approaching, come to Moshe with their issue. This is the story of the Bnei Sofchad, who were concerned that the family land that was supposed to go into their family was going to be passed off to another family. They had no brothers, so they thought that they weren't going to have a right to be able to have access to the land of their father. The Torah links and that story together with the story of the Pesach Sheni, the Jews who came to Moshe and said, we want to also have the Korban Pesach, we want to also experience this. The Torah says with a repeated phrase, Lama Nigara and Lama Yigara, why should we lose out? Why should we lose out? Each story they use this language is the only places we're used in the Torah. Why should we, Lama Yigara Shem Avinu, why should the name of our father lose out? Story of Bnei Sofchad. And as a result, Moshe taught a new related halacha, a new halacha which was going to drive forward this result of Pesach Sheni and the parsha of the Nachala, the parsha of being of the land being able to be given over in different ways. Pesach Sheni, so here is these two groups wanting so badly to be part of the klal, to be part of the nation. They were requesting it, and they could only participate at this point. The counter argument was so simple. You're just exempt. This year, move on. Come back next year. And they refused. We want the Kedusha and the relation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And as a result, Hashem recorded this mitzvah in the Torah for eternity.